calling Pocket Two. May I help you?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Cindy, it's Gabe over at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. Boy, you're fast.
Hey, I was just calling you. Wanted to follow up there. I was speaking to Barry there on Friday, so I know that the roofing company was charging you guys kind of a lot for the financing there, so I kind of just wanted to touch base there. I think he said that you had some more specific numbers on there, see if that's something that, you know, we could compete with.
I don't have really specific because they're home on my counter, but The gist of it was for 2 years at $80,000, it'd be over $6,000 a month. And then if we brought it out to, 3 years, I think it would be $3,000-something a month, which is for the, you know, $6,000 is just too much money. That I can't do that. And $3,000 is pushing it.
If you're paying $6,000 for 2 years, you'd be paying back $144,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot for. And what was the pricing there? The specific. Do you know the number on the top of your head? Was it? So I think we were talking about like $70,000 to $80,000. What was the cost for you guys?
I believe it was. Hang on a second. I have to adjust this. Let me think. I think it was like around $77,000 something.
So it looks like you. Yeah, you guys are paying exactly double what it cost, or actually, $10,000 less than double what it cost.
Wow.
Well,
they're a roofing company, not a bank, you know?
Yeah. What I was thinking, you know, are they financing that for you internally, or is there a company that they work with or something, or?
I didn't get that far because I knew for myself, you know, looking at the numbers, it wasn't doable.
Yeah,
I didn't pursue it with them. I just, you know, I'm just trying to get a roof. So,
Right.
Like I said, with the numbers that they presented, I wasn't even going to pursue a further conversation.
I
didn't want to waste their time.
Yeah, I know. I completely understand there. So it's $77,000 for the roof. Yeah, if you want to see what we can do, I'd definitely be happy to, you know, for us to take a stab at it there. And try and get you in something, even, what is that, 36, that's, so it's only $3,000 a month for 3 years?
No, it was $3,000-something.
Yeah, because
like,
I was going to say the number.
$3,500 or something like that.
Got you. Do you mind maybe, I don't know when you're going to be back there in the office, but maybe grab those numbers the next time when you go home and bring them back in, and you know we can kind of chat there and see, you know, if that's something that we can get you a better deal on, because it sounds like it's something we really might be able to do for you guys.
Well, let me ask you this, because I'm not familiar with your company. How, you know, say something does go through, how does it work? You know, with fee structure, what do you need for documentation, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we would be looking at like an unsecured working capital program. So, you know, the terms are usually anywhere from 1 to 3 years. You know, we typically lend, you know, usually the most, like 15% of the gross annual sales. So, you know, what did you guys do, what was it, $450,000 last year? I had my notes, I think you told me.
My husband's business does, yes. Pocketeer does not.
What's the gross revenue there for the other business?
I'm going Wednesday to pick up my tax return, but I believe it was only like $180.
$180, okay, no problem.
So
yeah,
well,
maybe I'll circle back with you there later in the week and kind of see what we can do for you. Do you still have my email on file there by chance?
I think you sent it to my husband's account, so I'm sure he does because he doesn't delete anything. But
gotcha.
Again, let me ask you this: the unsecured loan. What kind of documentation do you need to?
I'm so sorry, I didn't answer that for you. So we look at 6 months business bank statements, and then we'll look at first page of a tax return. I think you guys are a sole prop, right? For sole prop, is that right?
Yeah, he is for business. Yeah, and we haven't done his taxes, so you know we can't take a look at that.
Okay, do you guys have 2014 taken care of?
No. Okay. We're a little behind. Too many businesses.
Yeah, no problem. I understand. Yeah,
that's one reason I haven't called you back is because without the tax returns, I figured we can't go forward. So
We do have some, you know, it does kind of limit our options more, to be 100% honest with you.
Yeah.
But we do have programs where we just need to see a one-page application, and then we look at 6 months business banks.
Uh-huh.
So that's something that we could do. With the revenue there, I just crunching numbers. I think we could get right around the $70,000 mark freed up for the business.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we get up to like 75 or 80, but
yeah,
that's what we'd be looking at. But yeah, you have my email there. I sent it to PG Vending.
Okay.
If you guys decide, you know, worst case scenario is we work up a proposal for the business and it doesn't work. So we could always see what we can do there. Barry should have it there. Is that Barry's email, the PG Vending, I'm assuming?
Yes. Why don't you give me your mailing address, your email address, just in case?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
It's a tough one. It's letter G as in Gabriel.
Uh-huh. Gabe.
And then N-O-W, like the word now.
Okay.
A-S, like the word as, Apple.
Uh-huh.
Sam. And then K-E-Y, like the word key.
K-E-Y?
Yes, ma'am. G Nowoski.
Okay.
And that's @ bankofcardiff.com.
C-A-R-D?
Yep, C-A-R like car, D-I-F-F like different, Cardiff. Two F's at the end, like Frank.
And then you said .com?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, what would be the interest rate?
So it varies. I think I had in my notes here, you said Barry has pretty good credit, so that's good. You could be paying as low as 10 cents on the dollar there. On the very high end, it would be 30 cents on the dollar fixed cost rate. So it would be substantially cheaper than it seems like what they're offering you.
Uh-huh.
Even on the high end thing, and you guys have a good amount of time in business. I think you had told me like 30 years or something. So that's a good factor that'll help you guys out. But just keep that on file. And if you do want to see what we can work up for you, you know where to email me at, and I'll go to work on it for you.
If the tax returns aren't an issue, I do want to see if we have a possibility with you.
What about, so you guys just have extensions on, sorry to cut you off. You guys just have extensions on 14 and 15, or so a little behind?
No, it goes a little further back.
Oh, gotcha. How long does it go back?
4 years.
Oh, really? Does are there any judgments or liens on his credit? Nothing?
No.
Okay. That might limit our options. I can see. I'll talk with... What I'll do is, if it's okay with you, Cindy, I'll talk with one of our head underwriters here and kind of see what they think about the file, and then I'll maybe get back with you with a better idea of what, you know, the feasibility, of getting you guys the funding there. So
yeah.
All right.
So it doesn't sound too promising, correct?
Well, if I'm not your typical, you know, banker who's going to say, yes, we could do it, yes, yes, yes. I just want to paint a realistic picture. I honestly don't know if we'd be able to get you the full amount you're looking for. But
right.
I definitely think it's something we could take a look at.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Did you want to send over the that one-page app you were talking about then?
Yeah, I'll send it over.
Want to check with your supervisor first?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, I can send it off to you. I'll just re-forward the email there. And, sorry. Yeah, I'll just resend the email to you there, and then you guys will have it on file. If you want to fill it out, you know, we can always take a shot at it. All right.
Okay, and then I would have to include the bank statements, correct?
Right, yeah, we look at 6 months bank statements, and we can just evaluate it, evaluate the revenue there and see, you know, what can be done.
Okay, well, he has multiple accounts. Would you need all 6 months from, say, all three accounts?
Yeah, what does he have, like a payroll account and an operating account, or what's it, is it split up?
No, he just has three separate checking accounts.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, we would have to look at all of them.
Okay.
Most likely, yeah, so that would be something.
Let me ask you a different question, because I try to work every angle I can.
No, go ahead.
Because Pocketeer's income isn't as substantial as we need it, is there a way you could take the information from Pocketeer and then he possibly co-sign?
What's Pocketeer? Is that the one that does like 180? You said you
yes.
mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you know we're mostly land based off revenue, so I think we'd have to go with the one that's up with it with the 450 in sales.
Okay.
But I don't know, something we could just evaluate, and then you know I can go over it with one of our head underwriters here and kind of see, you know, if it's worth, you know, pursuing for you guys if it makes sense.
Okay, then should I just wait to hear back from you before I send anything in?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yeah, and I just shot you off an email. I just forwarded the one I sent you earlier. You have my direct line there and the signature of it if you have any questions. But oh yeah, I'll chat with someone here and kind of give you some feedback later in the week. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Alrighty, sounds good. All right, I appreciate the time, Cindy.
All right,
yeah.
Thanks, Gabe. Bye-bye.
You take care. Bye.